5 ridiculous lawsuits.
What do you do if you aren't happy with a product or service? Complain? Ask for your money back? Swear that you'll never use that product or service again? Some people chose to sue. In most cases, there are logical reasons for this. But some lawsuits are what can only be described as ridiculous. Here are 5.
Number 1. The film goer. Michigan resident Sarah Deming is suing the producers of the film Drive for its misleading trailer. She claims the film was publicized as a Fast and Furious style action thriller, but turned out to be nothing of the sort. In her suit, Deming said that the film bore very little similarity to a chase or race action film, having very little driving.
Number 2. The Passenger. Doris Beard sued Carnival Cruise Lines because her cruise ship went too fast. "Due to the speed of the ship, I became very sick," she said. "My body swayed terribly. The ship was moving so quickly that everyone on board became ill, even the workers," she added.
Number 3. The Parent. Manhattan resident Nicole Impressia sued the $19,000 a year preschool for failing to prepare her daughter for the test to enter New York City's hyper-competitive private school system. The school proved to be not a school at all, but just one big playroom, the suit claimed.
Number 4. The Kidnapper. Kidnapper Jesse Dimmick is suing his victims for breaking an oral contract he had with them to hide him from the police. Dimmick, 25, claims that Jared and Lindsay Rowley agreed to take money from him in exchange for helping him hide from the cops, who were hunting him in connection with the death of a Colorado man. Dimmick broke into the couple's home after he crashed a stolen van onto their lawn during a high-speed chase with police. He held the couple at knife point, but they managed to escape after Dimmick fell asleep. Police arrested him sometime later.
Number 5. The Captain. Francesco Schettino, the captain of the Costa Concordia cruise ship that sank off the coast of Italy in January 2012, is suing his employer, Costa Cruises, for wrongful dismissal. Schettino is accused of causing the tragedy by sailing the luxury cruise liner too close to the Tuscan island of Giglio. The ship ran into a rock and capsized, killing more than 30 people. He also faces charges of abandoning ship, leaving the 4,200 passengers and crew to fend for themselves. In his defense, Schettino claims that the reason he left the ship was because he'd accidentally tripped and fallen into a lifeboat. His lawyer, Bruno Leporati, said, "It is the right of every worker to appeal against his dismissal, and Captain Schettino has done no more than exercise that right."
Next time you've got a problem, talk to your lawyer.